Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Welcome back to Couch Time, where real talk meets real life, especially for you entrepreneurs who seamlessly need to blend their worlds from their business, their family, and their self, because today we're going to dive into the complex jungle that defines your life. And I see you. Yes, I see you wearing countless hats. Entrepreneur, parent, spouse, sibling, daughter, doctor, nurse, cook, chauffeur, dog poo picker-upper, whatever it is. You have 100 hats. And I want to be honest. Sometimes you're the family's unsung hero that is not noticed or not told how amazing you are. But it's often the juggle that leaves you wondering, where do I fit into my own life? This episode is for you, the ones managing boardrooms and bedtime stories, business strategies, and family dynamics. Let's unpack the art of maintaining knowing and honoring your multifaceted self, even in the chaos of your life. Are you ready? Grab your coffee, grab your tea, find your spot, go for the walk, get in the car and ride. But let's get real about keeping your identity vibrant and you knowing who you are at every season of your life, even when you've grown. And doing it while you're spinning all those hats all around. So imagine this. It's Monday. You've kicked off with the team meeting. You've switched to preparing breakfast. Then you flip to planning your sister's surprise party. By noon, you've worn five different hats. Sound familiar? Maybe 15. That's because you, like many of us, are living this multi-role marathon every freaking day. But I want to pause for a second and chat about what this really feels like. The emotional weight and the physical toll. It's not just about the task, but the transitions, the mental shifts, the unseen pressures. It's about ping pong in your brain and understanding that these roles aren't just tasks. They're pieces of your complex puzzle that is just you, uniquely you. Now, I'm not here just to outline roles. We're here to dissect them, to feel them, because acknowledging the dance that you're in is the first step to mastering it. So how do these roles play out in your everyday? I want to break that down together without the sugarcoating. Real life, real talk, real Amy. So here's the thing. In this whirlwind of your roles, it's easy to misplace a piece of yourself. Have you ever stopped amid the chaos and realized you're just not quite sure who you are outside of those roles anymore? And it happens, and it's okay. I've been there. I want to share candidly with you what this loss felt like for me and how I stumbled upon the pieces of myself that I thought were lost. Because it's about those moments when the person in the mirror starts to look familiar again. So real and raw, and maybe perhaps you're going to see a reflection of your own story here. So this is where we're going to start before we get to the actionable. I remember a period when the mirror reflected someone I didn't even recognize. I couldn't even tell you what brought me joy. I was juggling responsibilities. I'm ticking off the endless checklists that have checklists. I'm business owner. I'm community leader. I'm the anchor of my family. But one evening, in the midst of the busy, busy routine, I paused. And the silence was deafening. I couldn't even tell you what brought me joy. It wasn't about what I was doing, but who I was becoming in the process of all the doing. That moment, that raw, silent self-reflection was the turning point. It's the turning point because I felt lost. I felt like I wasn't worthy anymore. Even though I'm doing all these things and I'm all these things to all the people, I wasn't worthy. I didn't know me. I'd grown for sure. My marriage was starting to fall apart. Because when you're not happy, your marriage isn't going to be happy. I was struggling with my children because I wasn't happy. And when I stopped and paused in that moment, and I don't even know how the house was silent because it was never silent, but it seemed to be in that moment, or I just drowned it all out. I was absolutely struck by how much I didn't know my identity and who I was outside of the roles that I had. If you ask me, Amy, what do you like? What music do you like? What things do you like? What's your favorite ice cream? I couldn't tell you because we are often losing sight of ourselves in those moments because everything becomes about everyone else. So losing sight of yourself, it's not the end of things. I thought it was the end. Like I didn't know where to go from there. But it's not the end. It is actually the beginning of a deeper exploration. It's taking you to another level in your psyche, in your brain, or whatever you want to call it. Because you have to go deeper to grow further than you've ever had before. And I hit the max of what I knew. All right. So now we're going to dive into some impactful and unique strategies. And these go beyond the usual eat well, sleep more. I mean, come on. How many times can we hear that? I want to go beyond that and discuss unconventional yet practical approaches, such as time theming your days to create a rhythm and predictability in the chaotic schedule. I want to talk about micro meditation technique that can be integrated into even your busiest days. We're going to explore the concept of selective perfectionism, where you can choose where to excel and where to delegate or be good enough. Because this isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about reshaping the plate altogether. You'll get mental clarity and more emotional strength. So let's talk about time theming. This strategy involves dedicating specific days to particular themes or types of work, helping to create and focus and reduce decision fatigue. Monday might be your deep work day, while Tuesday could be for meetings, right? So I do what it's called a purposeful week, where I try to take the brain ping pong out of everything I'm doing. And I really get intentional about all my waking hours and where I'm spending them. This is something that, where do I teach this? I teach this in Thrive Life TV. I teach this as an Awaken Me, a journey to finding you, which would be great if you want to join me there, awakenmejourney.com. But what it is you're really time blocking those spaces, just like I had just said, of deep work is one day. So I have a forward-facing day where it's clients, meetings, people, and I have a deep work day where there are no meetings on that calendar. And that's just kind of tip of the iceberg. That's what you're looking to do. I'm looking to get really intentional about what I'm doing and what format I'm doing it in so that my brain isn't playing ping pong. And then let's talk about micro meditation. These are brief 1 to 3 periods of meditation or mindfulness that's scattered throughout the day. They're as simple as deep breathing in your nose, out your mouth. one, two, three, four, out, one, two, three, four. And you can hold in there too. Wait for a meeting to start. And then you're practicing this. You're having gratitude. And when you're having your morning coffee, you're reading the Bible app, you're doing whatever you can do in 1 to 3 minutes, multiple times a day, because small things often actually add up as if you spent 30 days. We don't have 30 days, 30 minutes in meditation, which we don't often have that either. Okay. So that's a second strategy. And the third is selective perfectionism. Instead of striving for perfection in all aspects of your life, prioritize your tasks and projects where excellence truly matters for you. For other less critical activities, aim for completion or to delegate them, because this method reduces unnecessary stress and increases productivity on tasks that truly impact your life and your business. We cannot go at 110% at everything we do. I'm sorry. I know that there are people that think they can, but there is things in their life I could sit here with you and in 3 minutes dispel that myth. You have to be selective or you're going to burn out. Now, I want to dig deeper a little bit about the power of self-knowledge, because here's how we're going to break it down. Conversationally, you and me, we're sitting together figuring this out. So here's the thing about truly understanding ourselves. It's not just about surface level stuff. It's about going deep into what the heart of what makes us tick. So first off, let's talk about journaling. Not the dear diary kind. I mean, really using that as a tool. Thinking of it as your private conversation where you're brutally honest about your day, your feelings, and yes, those big, scary goals. So if you were going to work with me and you were in a program with me, I would tell you today's journaling is, how are we doing on those goals for the first quarter of the year? And if you're off target already, my question for the journal would be this. What are you going to do in the next 30 days to reset yourself for success in the goals and intentions that you set? And then you write it down. Like, we're just using this to have a conversation and to keep ourselves mindful and on track. So it's like holding a mirror up to your soul. Have you ever tried that? It's enlightening, to say the least. Now, I want to move on to something I bet you've heard of, but maybe not tried. Challenging your boundaries. I'm talking about stepping outside your comfort zone on purpose. It could be as simple as speaking up in meetings if you're usually the quiet one, or as big as signing up for that public speaking class that you've been avoiding. It's all about shaking up the norm and seeing what shakes out about you in the process. And here's one that might make you squirm a little bit. Asking for honest feedback from people. Not from everyone, but for those whose opinions that you matter to you and you truly value. Ask them what they see as your strengths and yes, your weaknesses. It's like getting a personal roadmap to areas for self-improvement you might not ever see on your own, because we have blind spots. So what do you think? Can these strategies help you peel back the layers? Because it's about building a foundation of self-awareness that not transforms just how we see ourselves, but how we navigate the world. So let's reflect on these points again. Are they something you see yourself trying? How comfortable are you with the idea of diving deep into your own psyche like this? I want to talk to you about this. Strategies for self-maintenance. This part is crucial because let's face it, we all get run down by the endless to-do list, and my to-do list have to-do lists, and everybody expects something from me. It's not about the spa days or the occasional treat or the building routines and practices that keep you grounded and aligned to be your true self. Those things help, but let's tackle time management with a twist. It's not about squeezing every minute out of your day. It is about prioritizing what truly matters to you. And what if you started each day by identifying 3 things that if you accomplished, you would feel fulfilled today? And then what if everything else became secondary or optional? Next, delegation. I even have a house manager. I know it's hard to let go, but imagine this. Every task that you pass on is not just a time saver. It's an act of trust and growth for both you and the person you're delegating it to. You are empowering them. Ask yourself, does this task need my unique skill, or could someone else handle it? Maybe even learn from it. Could I empower them with it? Throw out the comment of, it's just easier to do it myself. It's faster to do it myself. Well, is it? That one might be, but think of all the things it's keeping you from doing. And get a house manager. Replace yourself with a house manager that handles all the things that you don't need to be spending your time on. Because if you take it hour for hour and rate for rate, you'd be making money because it'll free you up for all the other things. And if you set it up well and you do process it out, they're going to be doing what you want them to do anyway. So finally, setting boundaries. This is the big one. Boundaries are not fences that we just put up around our time and energy, right? They are statements about what is important to you, whether it's turning off notifications after work hours or saying no to projects that don't align with your goals. It's all about honoring your needs and your path. So how do these strategies resonate with you? Are they fitting into your current rhythm, or do they feel like changes you'd want to make? So I want to dive a little bit nitty-gritty of making self-maintenance not just another task for you, but a fulfilling part of your lifestyle. All right, let's bring it home. You ready? We've talked about wearing all the hats without losing your head. We've discussed today how to reflect, prioritize, and most importantly, stay true to you amidst the chaos. Start implementing one step at a time, and I want you to let me know how it goes, amy@amywine.com. You can message me anytime. Do you have another podcast topic? I would love to hear it. If you want to come join me in a journey to finding you again, where you will have direct coaching straight from me, awakenmejourney.com. And remember, keep growing, and you've got this. I believe in you. Come on, let's go.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.